Hello, my audio friends. Well, I had promised you a boom from my car this morning on my way to work. This is absolutely insane. I don't even know if I can get out of my driveway. I don't know how much snow has fallen. I would say probably by this point, not that much actually. If I can gauge the road here, I don't even think I'm gonna get anywhere. Roads aren't plowed. All right, well, it's 8:15, and trying to gauge that. Looks like maybe 10 centimeters already fallen, or very close to it anyway. Yeah, maybe around 10 centimeters, maybe a little bit less. It's crazy though. I'm driving in the tracks of a car that's gone before me because it's absolutely insane. Roads have not been plowed, and it's making for very treacherous driving. I'll just go slow. I got my coffee, and as soon as I'm finished this recording, I will put some music on, and I will probably fire up a GPS app called Waze, W-A-Z-E, for those of you who are not familiar with it. It's a sort of a community GPS in that people contribute by notifying if they see something on the road, be it a pothole, an accident, traffic, whatever it may be. There's buttons, sort of one-touch buttons on the GPS or on the app that you can call up and push a button. And definitely, it looks like winter now. No doubt about it. I even changed my Facebook profile. I've got a picture of me standing at the garage door, with the garage door open, and there's blowing snow. That was taken last year sometime. And I've got my right hand on the saddle of my motorcycle, my V-Strom, which I've given the moniker Uhura. And yeah, I'm looking out and it just says, I know, girl. Yeah, I changed that this morning as soon as I saw the conditions. I mean, I knew this was coming. We all did. It's been almost a week, I guess, that we've all known that this storm was going to hit. And it has hit, and it has hit with a vengeance. Yeah, it's... hey, you know what? It's only... it was only a matter of time, right? That the snow was going to fly. I don't think people in Montreal were really, truly expecting to go through an entire winter with no snow. It's just not going to happen. So it's minus 10 right now, which is perfect weather. This is a perfect temperature for a nice winter's day. It's snow on the ground. It's not ice. And you'd think, you know, with snow and everything, it is slippery. But you see, our snow tires are designed for this, so they can't actually grip into the snow. And because it's kind of hard packed right now, again, the plows haven't gone by, I don't anticipate having too much trouble getting to work because the roads basically look abandoned. There's a few people with me on the roads, but not at all the traffic that one would expect on a Tuesday morning, because a lot of people have the period between Christmas and New Year's off. I don't. I guess I probably could have taken a few days here and there. I had some vacation days, but I'm planning on keeping a few of them in January and breaking up my January, as it were, a little bit. Wow. Okay, well, it's not so bad. It's just cold right now. The car hasn't warmed up. It's very kind of damp. And that's the thing, when it's not cold like this, you know, anywhere between -5 and -10 with this kind of weather and snowy, and when it's like this, then you can sure bet that it's going to be damp, and it is very damp. It kind of cuts through the bones. It's, as I've said in years past on Audio Boom, there have been mornings where the thermometer was reading -30, -32 at one point, with a wind chill of -40. But a very important distinction, it was dry. It was very dry air. So although, yes, the temperature is much colder, believe it or not, it doesn't feel as cold as, say, -8 or -10 with the dampness. It's that dampness that just cuts you. So I'm here on the corner of St. John Boulevard and Pierrefonds Boulevard. And it's, definitely winter-like conditions. No doubt about it. So last night, I decided to start hooking up all my synthesizer, and see, I have one synthesizer, a keyboard synthesizer, a Yamaha S30. It's rather old, from I think it was like 2001 or something. So it's a 14, 15 year old machine. Still works very well, mind you. I really do like it. And so I was hooking that up via MIDI along with several other synthesizer modules that I have. I have three of them to date. I have an MU Proteus FX. I also have a Korg M3R, and I have a Roland. I think it's a Roland. Jeez, I can't remember what it is now. I believe it's a Roland. It's a smaller unit. Again, sort of synthesizer sound module, I guess you would call it. And I've got this all hooked up to my Mac through a M-Audio MIDI port, which is a little four-port MIDI. Oh, that's interesting. My phone just did something weird there. Okay, let me try that again. Yeah, so it's a four-port MIDI adapter, USB adapter. And so what I'm trying to do is feed the signal via daisy chain from my synth, from the S30, into the various modules using the through connection to go to the next synth. And so far I've got everything working and it sounds and I can record, but when I play it back from Reaper, it's not working because Reaper's feeding it into my MIDI synth through the USB adapter, but it's not going out through the through of, because I'm not using the through connection on my S30, so I'm still trying to figure that one out. Anyway, so maybe I'll update the Audio Boom in a few days when I've got that figured out. I think I'm going to need another audio adapter, MIDI adapter. Somebody gave me these newfangled gloves that have these touch things so I can still use my phone. Kind of neat. Works really well. And wow, the roads are in terrible shape. All right, well, wish me luck. I will Audio Boom again soon. Thanks for listening. Woohoo!